hearing is conditional use number 2172, Iris Downing.
I like it when Mr. Crouch sits second chair on those. They seem to go really fast.
It's very frightening. Very frightening thought that Mr. Crouch is supervising Mr. Hughes. Guess that's what we had.
So conditional use 2172 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a transitional home to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3028 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Wild Cherry Street, approximately 141 feet west of South Old State Road. The 911 address is 18366 Wild Cherry Street, Ellendale. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 26.20, Parcel 18. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there someone here representing this application?
Yes.
And your name is?
My name is Iris Downing.
All right. Is this good looking gentleman up here coming to your assistance this evening?
I am. I'm John Roach. I'm a professional engineer and survey work and helping out with this project.
All right.
My name is Iris Downing, and I'm here to ask for a transitional home to help the homeless. It will be a private home. It will be up to 10 rooms, and I would like to be able to support them to support them as needed for like education, housing, and to give them some the support that they need. Once the place is, if it's approved, it is not renovated at this time, but when it is, it will have security, will have the staff that is needed to accommodate. Transportation also is local for anyone that is needed. I will also provide transportation for someone that needs help. I will also help computers supported so that they're able to look for employment and things like that.
Okay. All right. Mr. Roach, if you have anything you wanted to add?
Just that I think this was probably given a conditional use of some kind sometime before because it was a daycare, is that correct?
So that would have been a special use exception for the use as a daycare center.
Yes, exactly. So it's no longer using that, but the facilities are certainly conducive to this transitional housing application. Okay.
All right, well, we appreciate your comments, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So, maybe at first I need to get some counsel from Vince. So I've got a couple thoughts. One is, what's keeping her from being able to bring people in and help them now? I mean, is it because they're going to be paying a rent, or and then that brings me to the next question, just in general, and that is how I'm certainly a proponent of you know, helping in these type of situations, and there's a real need for pretty strict accountability and supervision and how does all that?
So the reason they need the conditional use is just based on the number of people. It exceeds the number that you could have in a dwelling.
Okay.
So that's sort of what triggers that. I don't know if it really matters whether there's rent or not, but I don't know. You might not have been on the commission at the time. We had to revise our definition of dwellings for single family and multifamily to address, housing group homes, but there's still a threshold number of people, and because it's 10, that's what sort of got us into the conditional use.
10.
Yeah.
10, there'll be like 10.
Well, 10 rooms, I think. Is what they, I don't
it's
know, they
10
said
rooms,
10.
But
yeah,
oh, there's 10
know,
different
it's 10,
rooms.
It's 10 yeah. rooms individual, but I mean, I may not have 10, but, you know, I would like to be able to help whoever is needed. I will have that staff that I need to accommodate me and, you know, and this assisting.
Yeah, just kind of over my head, I may have to do some more research.
Well, if you want to wait and maybe come back to you, if you like, we can do that. Okay, Stevenson?
I'm sorry, I was looking through the papers when you were talking. Show me a little bit about the properties around you, what their zoning is and what they're doing. Are they all single-family residences?
Yes.
Around you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No other businesses or group homes or anything like that?
No, not on Wild Cherry Street. There is a daycare down the road, but where I'm located, there is no transition home or anything.
Okay. And you would have 24-hour people there 24 hours a day with them, staff,
yes.
You said?
Yes. Myself as one, because I will take this on. Okay. And I will have some other staff that's going to accommodate me.
And how will you determine who is in the house?
Well, I'm going to be working, like I said, it was private. I'm going to be working with a young lady that has a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I have been meeting, and we have laid down some, you know, some guidelines as to who will come, who she will send me. And if, when they come, and if it's the place, you know, that they choose, then we will go from there as to who will come and who will not.
Okay. Well, this is the kind of thing that I think your neighbors would probably want to know, and since it's a conditional use.
I have been to the neighbors that are around me. They have signed off. I have talked to them. They know.
Okay.
I've been in that area for about 30 years. I mean, I did daycare there for 20 years, so my neighbors are still there. So, you know, I have talked with them and made them aware of what it is I'm going to do. I have security. Once it's going, I have security. So, you know.
Smart woman. All right. Then adequate parking. Would these people have their own cars, possibly? And do you have enough space for off-street parking?
Well, I do. That's why I went out to get Mr. Roach, so that piece will be taken care of. You know, listening to the person that I am speaking with, from my understanding, that some of them do not have transportation, so that is why, like it's the dark bus or whatever, that they would be able to use that service if needed.
Right. Just, we try to plan for the, not necessarily the worst case scenario, but the largest case scenario. So that's why I'm asking you how many parking spaces you would have. And
yeah, we met the county requirement for parking spaces. We're trying to use the existing driveway parking lot, and we wanted to have a turnaround, and we were able to do that. Now we're kind of pull in and not head in, but pull in and parallel park next to the side is what we're doing.
Would you want any kind of sign or anything?
I want to keep it private, you know, because with me doing a transition, I want to be able to make sure that I'm able to accommodate, you know, the needs of the ones that I'm going to serve. So to do a sign, I'm not quite sure if I want to go that route, because I want to have that relationship. I want to build that relationship with whoever I have.
Right. Again, I just wanted to make sure we've covered all our bases. And we will look at this as land use, but thank you very much for taking on such a project.
Good. Okay. Mr. Mears.
No questions, but once again, thank you for helping people in need at this point of their life. Thank you.
Staff on this end.
No questions. None, thank you.
Council?
None here, thanks.
Just a couple of things. You're going to have 10 rooms. Does that mean you might have as many as 10 or more than 10? I mean, how many folks do you think you'll be there at a time?
I'm thinking starting off, like I said, I'm working with the individual, and mm-hmm. she has the shelter home, so as she needs to have people come out, she will contact me. And I may not have a five or, you know, six, but it's going to be based on her.
What do you think the most you might have?
I'm going to say the most that I may have, and this is what I'm thinking, probably about eight.
Okay. So in this conditional use process, one of the characteristics of it is that the commission, that this group of folks here, and county council, have the ability to place stipulations and conditions, such as whether or not you have a sign, or what your hours are. Now, in your kind of business, you're sort of 24 hours, because people are going to be there all the time. So hours aren't really a consideration. But the commission does have the ability to, say, set a limitation on the number of folks that could be there at a given time. So that's why I was trying to get a sense of how many you thought might be there. So maybe 12 probably would accommodate what you're envisioning, at least today, at least for the facility that you have. Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any more questions, but as every other commissioner has mentioned, and I want to add my voice to that too, is I appreciate very much what you're doing. It is a terrible problem in our county, and we need resources to address it, and I appreciate your willingness to do this. So,
Mr. Chairman, can I ask one question before you close?
Yeah.
Just on the number again, so is it 12, how many staff are there? Are there residential staff that are there? Not year round, 24 hours a day.
Is it there now? I mean, once I get it and going, right now I have four employees and myself five.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to. So if we're talking about 12 individuals, that doesn't include the staff, and there will be somebody there all the time. Staff. Okay, all right.
See that?
Yeah. So that, I just want to make sure with the numbers we have that right. So okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we thank you. Well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2172, Iris Downing? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2172? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing.
Yeah.
We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision.